Sometimes my guys clean up 40 bags a day of trash.
And that's, you're talking about, that's litter.
Trash literally from the street.
Howard E. Williams, the third.
I'm the sanitation crew chief here at Charles Village. We find all types of trash. We go through the alleys and we clean the alleys. We find from valves, drug valves. We find needles. Sometimes the needles be still having blood in them. We find all types of things, you know, dirty diapers, sanitation napkins, and things like that. That, I don't know, I guess animal might have got in the trash can and bust a bag or something, and it's all out in the alley. It's a dirty job, but, you know, somebody got to do it. And it controls a lot of other things, too, because people, they don't like rats, so trying to keep it clean will keep the rats away.
Talk to me more about rats. You deal with them, too.
Yes, we service the rat bait stations, you know, make sure that they are always being refilled. If a person, a resident, requests of one, I'll write it on a pad, and for the rat man, he'll come, and he'll go out and he'll put a trap wherever they want a trap for the rats.
So there's a guy called the Rat Man?
No, we call it, no. It's a contract that we have with pest control, like pest people.
You don't have to battle the rats personally. You just keep the traps full of bait.
Yes, keep the traps with the bait. But I don't mind battling, because if I see them, I'm going to kill them. Because if they out in the daylight, I mean, they sick. So most likely they got the poison. We also, like, if we see one that might be smashed or something like that, we also, we clean that up and we just write it down, you know, that one day rodent or so like that. We also keep a count of that, too. How many rodents, and, you know, that we picked up throughout the month, and you know, and it all totals up at the end on our chart.
So give me an average, like on an average month, how many dead rats do you collect?
Probably up to like 20 dead rats.
How do people react to you? How do people treat you? Do people appreciate what you guys are doing when they see you out here?
Well, we have a lot of people that do appreciate. It's like a scale. We have some that don't care at all. You know, they'll throw the paper down, like, and somebody might say something to them, they'd be like, well, they got to clean it up anyway, you know. Sometimes you got to overlook ignorance and keep it going, even though everybody's not going to be the same. Somebody always going to be with a negative. It's always going to be a positive person, going to be a negative person. But it's up to them to learn what is right.
So you've been, how long have you been employed in the Charles Village Community Benefits District?
Going on 8 years now.
And before that, you were unemployed for a while?
Yes, I'm also was incarcerated, coming home from prison. And when you come home from prison, it's kind of hard to just step right out there and find a job. But I didn't let that get to me. I went above and beyond. I went to programs. You might have heard of a program called Strive. They prepare you for work. They teach you how to go and introduce yourself on interviews and how to update your resumes and all types of things like that. Before I went to prison, I was out here in the street like any other person, ripping and running, you know, selling drugs and making my money and hanging with the type of people that I was hanging with, selling my drugs. They was doing stupid things, you know, and drawing attention. So not knowing that the police was watching them, and they would come where I'm at, and you know, then I get locked up, and when I went to jail, I went several times, but after the last time, I was like, I'm tired, because I was losing a lot of time away from my kids. And when I came out of there, it was like, I'm done, it's over with.
You ever see old guys from that time of your life, like while you're out here doing this job?
Yeah, I see them all the time. I still speak, they speak. You know, a lot of them respect. You have some of them that say, you got a lot of people that always want you to be on the downside, but sometimes you got to keep your head high and just keep it moving. You know, I had people that laugh at me like, I never thought you would be working, but you know, sometimes you got to make a change in life. That's what life is about, making changes. I'd rather make my money this way, because I know only way I can mess up if I owe money to the state or anything. Uncle Sam will take my money. But selling drugs on the street, I'm going to lose, because If I get locked up, they're going to take my money. My money's going to get spent on lawyers that I had to get. Then I'm losing all the way around. So I'd rather just get my money the right way and deal with it like that. And I look at it like this. I got a family. I got a support. And whatever it takes to feed my family, I'm gonna do the job. It could be the dirtiest job. I'm gone for the money. I'm gonna do it.